Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Maseches Megillah, and today we are learning Perek Aleph, Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. So the preceding Mishnah told us that people who live in big cities read the Megillah on the 14th day of Adar, and people who live in small villages read the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa, which is either Monday or Thursday prior to Purim. So what's the difference between a big city and a village? Ezohi Ir Gedola. What makes something an Ir Gedola? Kol Sheish Ba Asara Batlanim. A large city is anyone that has 10 batlanim, 10 people who don't work, meaning people who are paid by the community to sit and learn in Kailel, and they're there to make a minyan in the Beis HaKnesses. Pachos mikan harezeh kfar. If you don't even have 10 batlanim, then it's just a tiny village. No matter how big the city is, if they can't have 10 batlanim, it's treated like a village, and it's going to read on the Yom HaKnisa. Now, we had learned in Mishnah Beis that when the day for reading the Megillah falls out on Shabbos, you always push it back. So the halach is different for when it comes to other mitzvahs that come out on Shabbos. Be'elu amr makdimin v'lo ma'achrin. With these mitzvahs, like when it comes to reading the Megillah, so we said we do it earlier and not later. Meaning instead of reading the Megillah on Shabbos, or reading we don't delay it till after Shabbos, we do it earlier. Avol zman atzei kohanim. But when it comes to the time of the wood that is brought by the kohanim, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Tainis that certain families of kohanim and even Yisraelim also would bring wood for the Mizbeach on a particular day each year, and they'd be mechayim themselves to bring the karbanos on that day. So if that day fell out on Shabbos, they couldn't bring their karbanos then, because only certain karbanos tzibur are allowed to be brought on Shabbos. You're not allowed to bring karban yachid, which is just a voluntary karban on Shabbos. So they couldn't. They couldn't bring it before Shabbos because the time for their chiyuv hasn't yet arrived. So they would have to wait until after Shabbos. So Zman Atzei Kohanim V'Tisha B'Av, and when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, Tisha B'Av is Zecher obviously to the Chorban of both Batei Mikdash. If it falls out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, so we would delay it. We don't do it before Shabbos, because Ktumei Paranus Olam Ktan Minan. We don't want to push up Paranus. We don't want to make a sad day come earlier than it has to. The only exception when it comes to fast days is if Tainus Esther falls on Shabbos, then we do it on Thursday, because Tainus Esther is a happy fast day. It's a fast day that celebrates how effective tefillah can be. Chagiga, the Korban Chagiga, which is the Shalmei Chagiga that every person had to bring on the day, on the first day of Pesach, the first day of Sukkot, and on Shavuos. If you didn't bring it then, you could bring it on any of the 6 days that follow it. So if the first day falls out on Shabbos, when you're not allowed to bring Korbanos Yachid, so then you could bring it on Sunday. You bring it afterwards. V'hakel. And also the hakel is also in this category of things that you would do later rather than earlier. Hakel is that the year after the Shemitah year, on the night following the first day of Sukkot, everyone gets together in the Azara to hear the king read from Sefer Devarim. So that night happened to have been Shabbos, so the hakel was postponed until Motzai Shabbos, because you can't do it on Shabbos, because the Torah tells us that it has to, that even babies are supposed to come in. Babies need to be carried, and you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. So in those cases, ma'achrin v'lo makdimin, we do it later, but we do not do it earlier. If those mitzvos coincide with Shabbos, we delay them rather than making them earlier. Now, when Megillah is read before the 14th day of Adar, so then the day of the reading is subject to the following halachos. Afal pisha amru makdimin v'lo ma'achrin. Even though the Chum say that we do the mitzvah of reading the Megillah earlier, and we do not do it later, on those earlier days when the Megillah is read, you're allowed to have hesped, you're allowed to have tainus, and you could be maspid, people who die, you can have fast days, and you could do the mitzvahs of of matanos avyonim. So the idea that we read the Megillah on the Yom HaKal, on the day of the on the Yom HaKnisa rather, before Purim, is only true of certain villages. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai, when do we say that a village reads early? Makom shenichnasin b'shein v'chamishi. That's only if it's a place where people go in on Monday and Thursday. But if you're in a place where people do not go into the city on Monday and Thursday, in Kornosel Bismana, then you got to read the Megillah on the right day, on Purim itself. Now, Mishnah Dalet tells us, what about a leap year? In a Jewish leap year, we don't add just an extra day, we add a whole extra month, and we observe Purim in the second Adar. So what happens if people read the Megillah in the first Adar? Karwas HaMegillah Ba'Adar HaRishon. If people read the Megillah on the first Adar, Vinis Abra HaShana, and then an extra month was added to the year, so now they have an Adar Beis, Karnos HaBadar HaSheni. They should read the Megillah again in Adar Beis. Ein Bein Adar HaRishon La'Adar HaSheni, Elakriyas HaMegillah Matanos HaVyonim. The difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni is that the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah and Matanos HaVyonim can only be done in Adar Sheni. These mitzvahs are not meant to be done in Adar Rishon. Now, what do we mean, Ein Bein? What else of a different? What other difference could there be? So, the 14th and 15th days of both Adar, you're not allowed to do Hesper and Tainus, meaning it's somewhat of a Yontif on the 14th and 15th days of both Adar. So, they're both Asr B'Hesper and Tainus, but as far as when we actually celebrate Purim, it's in Adar Sheni, it's in the second Adar. So, to review what we learned today, we said that the definition of a large city is a city that has 10 batlanim. Otherwise, it's just a little village that would be maktim liyom haknisa. And we said, even though when it comes to reading the Megillah, when it comes to the mitzvahs of Purim, when they fall on a Shabbos, we would do it earlier. However, there are a whole bunch of other mitzvahs that when they fall on a Shabbos and cannot be done on Shabbos, we would instead do them later. And that includes the Atzei Kohanim and Tisha B'Av and bringing your Korban Chagiga and Hakel. Now, even though we say Makdimin v'lo Ma'achrin, you're allowed to do Hesper and Tainus, and we do Matanus Lavyonim as on those earlier days when the Megillah is actually read, because it's not actually Purim. So even though we do the mitzvah Matanus Lavyonim, but you're also allowed to do Hesper and Tainus. So and then we had said, Rabbi Yehuda had said, that if you live in a small village, but they don't go into the city on Monday and Thursday, they don't have a market day on Monday and Thursday, then they just read the Megillah on the regular time. And then in Mishnah Dalet we said that if someone mistakenly read the Megillah in Adar Rishon, and then they added an extra month into the year, they got to read the Megillah again in Adar Sheni. Although the 14th and 15th days of both Adars are Asr Behesped V'Tainis, Ein Bein Adar Rishon Adar Sheni, Elokriyas HaMegillah Matanos Levyonim. The actual mitzvahs of Purim are done in Adar Sheni and not in Adar Rishon. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnayos Hey and Vav.